What's poppin', fam? This is Bars Over Bullion, number one source for the upholding of standards in hip hop music today. And we are your hosts, Bones the Producer.
And Bree the Creator.
And this is episode 29.
Hey.
Y'all, I don't know where y'all are at in the world, but over here on the northeast side of things, this weather.
It's cold.
Throw the whole Mother Nature away.
Yo, like, it's to the point, like, I had to put the heat on.
I'm telling you,
It's
like,
cold, like, it's winter. It skipped fall.
it really did. Literally, like 3 days ago, it was like 85, and then all of a sudden, it's like 50.
It's, I don't know, man.
I hear there's a hurricane coming, but
There's a few coming towards, like, North Carolina.
yeah, I think we're gonna get probably like the tail end of things though, but
We're gonna get the rain like we always do.
exactly. So wherever you guys are at, I hope y'all are safe. And we're gonna get into the show. So a lot of things, a lot of music dropped this week, and a lot of drama and not so much drama, but some good things happened this week as well.
Honestly, the way I describe it, I don't know much about this thing, but I know like previously, like something with a retrograde or something. I'm not into,
Oh, that thing, yeah.
but it was over, but it feels like when it went, when it stopped, things just kind of, September's been, we're only 10 days in,
Right.
and September's been like
Interesting.
a lot of things have been thrown,
It's been a whirlwind.
especially in this industry. Like, we're gonna tackle a lot of topics.
So, what do you want to do first? You want to get into some topics or some music?
Let's get the topics out the way, because I feel
Okay.
like we close with the music, close up on a
On
higher note.
a high note. Yeah, and I'm excited about all of the music actually that we'll be featuring. There's one I forgot. I forgot.
I just looked at the list. I was like,
I
well,
forgot. With one minor exception. But all right, y'all. So on a serious note though, a few days ago we found out about the passing of Mac Miller. And we want to say RIP, and we send our condolences to his family, his friends, everybody affected by his passing. Sad day in hip hop.
definitely.
Also, you guys, drugs, don't do them. Like, for real, you don't want to have the same outcome. Like, if you guys are going through something and like something emotionally, and you're using drugs as a way to cope or escape, there are healthier options. Go to a therapist, something, but drugs is not the way to deal with it.
Yeah, dead ass. Like, if you're a listener and you're going through something, hell, you can freaking DM me. But don't go doing no crazy shit, man.
Because once you're on, it's hard to get off.
Yeah.
So, another thing, let's see, how do I, because the topics we have, they kind of what go into each other in a way.
I'm not seeing you going with this one, but
Okay, so hear me out, right? So we have hip hop beef, right? But then we have hip hop reconciliation.
Oh, okay.
But then we have hip hop, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, hip hop is a little confusing right now, the culture wise, you know?
So
Going on.
we want to get into the most juiciest one so far. Get it out the way.
All right, so I battled on how I was gonna approach this.
I'm very cut and dry with this topic.
Well, I kind of am too. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it.
Okay. We're talking about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, by the way.
Yeah, it's just, it all boils down to a concept that I thought every human being learns at a very young age. I mean, I did, that there is a time and place for everything.
I agree with that part.
Also, as an artist in the industry, there is also something that I believe a modern artist, I should say, more, current artists that haven't been around for that long, have to grasp the destruction, the power and the destruction of social media. Do not let social media consume your life in the sense that it brings you to extreme like levels of anger. It's social media, y'all. And the final thing is I cannot
Oh gosh, what's this last one?
if you know anything about the beef, you understand why I
I
yell.
get it, but I'm so over it. Like, I'm not even laughing, honestly. I don't care about the joke.
Cannot deal with discontinuance of this so-called beef that no one can pinpoint the origins.
That part.
No one can pull out any receipts. No one can describe anything about it except for that it does exist. And my belief is it is nothing more than the labels orchestrating exactly what they want to happen. And it's working. Well, yeah, it's working for the most part, it's working. And we've seen this pan out before. So on a serious note, it was a altercation, but it could have gotten a lot more serious. But we've seen it. We've seen it with Biggie and Pac.
Oh yeah.
And that was all media and industry.
But hopefully it doesn't even, I don't even think it'll get to that point, because that was
I
also
don't think
street
it'll get to
related.
that point
That was
because,
also street related as well, so.
yeah, but don't ever allow, like, you gotta be really smart with how you move in this industry and make sure you're not being manipulated or what's the correct word? Maybe not manipulated, but watch who's in your ear. That's more like it. And
Manipulated to, yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, watch who's in your ear. Watch your circle. There's a lot of people out there that are just on both sides of the spectrum, on Nicki's side and Cardi's side. There are people that are just not there for the correct reasons, and they will influence you to do some dumb shit. It could have gotten worse, but I'm glad one party didn't feed into it. Or so, because it could have gotten worse. If you know the history, then it could have gotten a lot worse. So,
So, my take on things, almost pretty much the same.
Yeah.
I feel like you said, nobody can really pinpoint how this all started or why it's still continuing. But I feel like both parties and both teams are at fault. Cardi, I feel like she lets social media and people in her team, not even partly hype her up, but also like make her care about things that really you shouldn't be caring about them. Like at this point, you're out of the streets, you're out of the strip club, you have your career, you have your money, you have all this access. Your focus should be way beyond anything petty. Now, If somebody came at your child, okay, but that does not need to be settled in a public situation.
And it doesn't result to violence, like.
Yeah, like you can, you, if we're calling these grown women, you can talk it out. You can. Nick.
But it all goes back to where's the receipts? Like
I don't know, but I'm saying if that,
yeah, I know.
yeah,
And
but
that's another thing. Like, you can't put stuff out into the atmosphere without being able to prove it, because you're putting it out on social media, that doesn't alleviate. That just adds more fuel to the fire. It's just so stupid.
yeah, and I also feel like this was not about one thing. This was probably a boiling of things, so I'm not even gonna just put it on if somebody said something about her kid. But also, Nikki, I do find her at fault as well in this situation, because I do feel like she sometimes has that Tamar syndrome where she throws a stone and hides her hand. And it's not cute, in my opinion. But also, there are people who need to stay out of this situation. Ra Ali, I'm sure you have some business somewhere. Please go ahead and mind it. This has nothing to do with you. Stay out of the situation.
I have double sides to that, though. I agree with that in the big picture, but in this scenario, if someone throws a shoe at my friend, and I'm not at the same level status as my friend, I'm gonna defend my friend. Like, you gotta look at it from that. Like, she probably in her mind is like, well, Nikki has a modeling contract with these people. She can't fuck that shit up. You know what I mean? I get from that standpoint. In the overall picture, I do agree, like, she should not be involved, like, instigating
Because
anything
she
like
has
that.
been so far up. I get you're friends with Nikki. I get that's your girl, but you need to stop. She needs to stop inserting herself in situations, because she not
No,
this,
I agree
this
with
is not
that.
the only time she's inserted herself with somebody who Nikki's so-called has an issue with. She's done
No,
it.
I
She's
agree
done
with
it with
that
Remy too.
100%.
Sit down. This is not your battle to fight.
No, yeah, I 100% agree with that. Just I'm speaking on just this specific time. I can understand. I don't agree with it, but I can understand the ideology behind it. Like, I get it. Like, oh shit, like my friend can't, like, she not about to, who's fucking up a $2.5 million check? I know I'm not. Not for nobody that don't even be doing nothing. Like, I ain't fucking up no $1 million check endorsement deal and all that shit. But
That's really my opinion. Like, when people are like, oh, I'm on this side, I'm on that side. At the end of the day, I'm on nobody's side, because at the end of the day, it's all foolishness. It's all at this point, this whole thing, like, I feel like I don't feel like it's gone on. I don't think it's gone on longer than the issue with Nikki and Remy, but it just feels like it's been longer, because it's so tiring. It's so boring at this point. Like, y'all need to really get over it.
you know why I feel like you feel that way?
Why?
It's because it's every time something happens, it's resorted to social media. Like, it always goes to social media. I'm actually surprised that Cardi only put out that statement on the notepad thing, which I don't think she wrote, but
Instead of going live or something.
yeah, because that's her typical thing. But I understand why she didn't go live, because I mean, the conversation, the people that were tuning into the live would have definitely got in with the lump.
And
So
then she would have had a whole long rant about, she would have probably started going in on people on her life. It's just too much at this point on both sides. I'm tired of it. It's gone so far that it's like, I'm not even paying attention to either of y'all's albums, because just the mention of both of y'all just irks me at this point, because it's like, it's no longer about music. It's no longer about music. Like, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I guess.
It's just too much. Every time I hear Nicki, it's like it's not about the music anymore. Your album just dropped. Your album just dropped. And there's so much going on. It was the Safari thing. Then she brought back up Meek. Then it was, now it's Cardi. Then Travis Scott. And then Cardi, like, keep putting out music. Like, you keep quiet and put out music. Stop letting people bother you. Like, on both sides, it's just annoying at this point. Like, I'm on nobody's side.
No, I agree with you, what you're saying, except for the Travis Scott thing, because that shit is illegal.
No, well, clearly it wasn't because it was allowed, but I'm saying like it was, she blew it up so much. Like she kept talking about it. It's like it's taking a lot of focus off of your album. Just
Nah,
talk
yeah, I
about
that part,
the
yeah.
album. Like it everything, every situation that happens makes people forget more and more about your album.
No, yeah, I get that.
So, yeah. That's that on that. Another thing that happened, what was it during, do you know where it was?
Yeah,
What
Boston.
Boston? Oh, look at that. In Boston, during Drake's tour, he brought out Meek Mill. So we can safely assume that the beef has been squashed.
Yeah. I have some thoughts on that.
What'd you got? Mm-hmm.
Well, I tweeted it. I congratulated them on both parties being mature.
Yeah.
Because their issue was like really something that can't be resolved in a sense. Like Drake will never write his own shit and
Right.
will always be the spitter. So it's like you guys got to accept what each other's roles are and just move on. Like their beef didn't have like any other like issue. It was really like, yo, I found out you didn't even write the verse on my shit, and then you couldn't even help like post it, promote the song that you're on. Like, but then when you don't even find out you wrote it, then it's like, all right, so it's like, damn,
Right. But it
something.
wasn't nothing too deep.
No, like even the disses weren't really,
They were funny disses. They weren't like nothing where it's like
yeah.
anybody's gonna really get hurt from the situation.
Oh, I actually got a back. I have to backpedal for a second.
What?
Well, I don't know if backpedal is the right term, but never mind. I won't even say it.
Well,
I'll
no,
let
you put it out there. Now you're gonna take it back.
you. Well, all I'm, I what I was gonna say was a week prior, like maybe a week or 2 weeks prior. When was the VMAs?
Oh, child.
It was in
I didn't even
August.
watch the VMAs,
It
so
was
I
in
couldn't
August.
even tell
It was before my birthday. So it was in August, or
you.
yeah, it was in August. And that night at the VMAs, after the VMAs, there was an after party, and there was a snippet of a preview of a song shared on social media by a certain artist. And the topics that were shared in that snippet coincidentally happened to be the topic that matches the situation that just happened.
A word.
So, yeah, it's like premeditated, man. And I'm wondering if the diss track is actually gonna drop.
Oh boy.
Because if it does, it's not gonna look good for Miss Cardi B. Because then that would just show that everything was premeditated, it's a lie, and she had shit in the trunk. Well, her ghostwriters had shit in the chamber.
Well, if it drops, you know we'll be talking about it here.
Definitely. Right.
Yeah.
Monster's fuckery.
Talk about it.
So Kanye West announces, was it yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah.
He tweets, Throne 2 coming. Now I have my concept on this. This is not with Jay-Z.
I didn't think so either,
And
because
that's
it
why he's
wasn't
calling
called
it Throne
Throne.
2.
It wasn't called Throne. It was Watch the Throne. So I feel like he did that on purpose.
And let me also say that I believe it's going to be with
If you say it, if you say it.
Tekashi69.
Oh, that's it. Oh, wow.
As
I hope not. Oh, God, I hope
he
not.
posted a picture with Tekashi. They had a meeting.
That would be terrible.
Now, if it's not with him, I pray to God it's not with Lil Pump either.
That's what people were saying.
But the
And I was like, oh, God.
Lil Pump collab was actually for the Pornhub Awards. I'm noticing that a lot of these rappers are starting to get more involved in the porn industry. Younga May was actually nominated for an award.
I'm not gonna say anything of that situation.
Which I'm not mad at her about.
Say something, but I'm not gonna say.
I'm not mad at it. I think the award is rightfully deserved. But from a musical standpoint, Teyana Taylor performed at the Pornhub Awards with Kanye. They're seeing, I don't know, well, oh, damn, this is gonna make me look creepy. What I
I
was
can't say
gonna,
nothing
fuck it, I'm grown as fuck. What I was gonna say is, if you notice on Pornhub, there's a lot of music advertisement ads.
Is there? I wouldn't know.
There's like album ads and all of that. They actually had Everything Is Love promo. I put that on Everything I Love. They had Lemonade on there. And so they realized that they can attract people through music. And it's actually a wise concept because a lot of times these
Sorry, I can't take this. I can't take this
I'm
here.
just gonna be real for a second. A lot of time these porn videos have these cheesy ass little orchestra music in the background.
Don't there where you
But imagine if you are, as an artist, you can sell your music to be played during a certain scene and you get paid every time someone watches that video. It's a very wise concept from a distribution and marketing standpoint. So a lot of hip hop is starting to dive more. I know they've done it in the past, but they're starting to dive more into it. They're seeing where the money is.
I'm sorry, I'm wiping my tears right now.
Jess is acting like the saint right now, but I will take it.
Man. Well, anyways, back to God. Wait, we're not even talking about we're talking about Thrones.
Yeah, and I said
Yeah,
I
I
think
felt
it's
like
gonna
we
be a
got so
collab.
far gone.
No, I'm saying I think it's gonna be a collab for like porn industry. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Cause
That's an
he's like
interesting theory.
legit serious about this shit.
That's a theory. Okay. We'll see. We'll see. I don't have much on this topic other than, like you said, I don't think it's gonna be with Jay. I think that was kind of like a troll move to have people questioning whether it was like Watch the Throne 2 or if it was something else he was alluding to. But
I
yeah.
will say though, I do wish, like, as we're talking about all these, like, we go from beef to reconciliation. I do hope, if they haven't already, that Hov and Ye do have a conversation to kind of just not have bad blood there. Because I do remember the interview where Jay basically said, like, it's nothing more than a conversation that needs to be had.
Yeah, the what was it, David Letterman?
Yeah. However,
I don't feel like the relationship will ever be the
I
same.
want them to squash the beef, but I do not want them musically to do anything
No.
together.
No.
Just because the visions is just not the same. The
Yeah.
brand, everything is just not the same.
It's not
And
the same.
I really don't want him in the circle anymore. It's just bad. Like, it's just like, all right, yeah, we're cool. There's no more beef. We're squashed. I forgive you. And let's just part ways.
Yeah.
That's what I would wish for it. if Jay ever hopped on a track with Ye again, I'm gonna listen to it, obviously, because like that's Hov. But and I'd have to trust his vision if he sees that Kanye's worth something. But as of right now, I'm not here for it.
I agree.
So fuck you, are thrown too.
Because it didn't say watch the throne.
Exactly.
All right. So I think that's all the topics, right?
Yep.
All right. So let's get into some music.
Hey.
So what you want to talk about?
All right. So maybe we should mix this up a little bit.
Ooh.
Just simply because, like, I just feel like if we do it in the order in which I have on this list written, actually, we can keep it because I got some thoughts.
We could segue. We could segue into Kanye and Lil Pump.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, is it Kanye featuring Lil Pump or the other way around?
It's Kanye featuring Lil Pump.
Okay. So they dropped a song called I Love It. And like you know, I'm famous for saying I have some thoughts.
I do too, and they're mixed. So
they are mixed for me as well too.
Okay.
From a popular music standpoint, the beat, good beat. The hook.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about the hook. The hook, I'm not a fan of the words, but at the same time, it is catchy.
Yeah.
It's very catchy. The verses, the flow, like Kanye's flow, it reminds me somewhat of old school Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, him and Lil Pump's lyrics, I'm not here for them. But like you said, that was for the Pornhub Awards.
So yeah, they said it's for Pornhub.
Now that you say that, I understand. But at the same time, I don't rock with the verses. Like it's, yeah, I'm not here for them verses.
All right, so. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I played this song in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say I played it purposely. I played suggested tracks from Tidal,
mm-hmm.
and that was on the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I heard it, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Now I'm in the shower bopping for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to the verses, and I was like, this is getting a little twisted.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's happening here? But right. I'm not going to lie. I'm not 100% upset with Kanye's verse.
And why is that?
Let me pull up the lyrics, because there's an actual part that, like, he said some shit. All right, I love it. Let me pull up the lyrics. I mean, what did you not like about his verse?
It's so misogynistic.
It is. I can admit.
The whole song is.
I can agree with that. Definitely. Let's see.
It's one of those songs for me where it's like, if you're listening to it absentmindedly, you'll really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really listen, that's the thing with a lot of music these days. Like a catchy hook and a dope beat will get you through. But if you really delve into the lyrics, you're gonna be like, "Yo, what the heck?"
All right, where is it? Ooh, this is making me look like a fool. Because as I look at the lyrics, it's like.
Uh-huh. I'm like, what part were you cool?
It sounds good when he
It sounds good, girl. That's what I'm saying. It sounds
But
good.
this part right here, how you start a family, the condom slipped up. I'm a sick fuck, I'm appropriate. I'm hearing stories about some old shit. I want some old shit. I like that old shit. That shit go hard.
Girl, it sounds good until you understand what's being said, and it's like,
I
okay,
mean,
all right now.
the only thing I didn't really care for was the video.
Bruh, them Lego blocks.
I thought it was disrespectful for him to have the Donda chain.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah. Oh,
Like,
and especially during a song like that. Come
it was just weird. Like, I get it's also his company, but at the end of the day, it's a company that was in memory of his mother, Donda
on.
West. So, especially someone of that, she did a lot of stuff for the community. Like, and it's just like the total opposite. Like, your mom would not want you out here talking about you're a sick fuck and
Yeah.
all that shit. But
If you listen
it's
to it
not
absent-mindedly,
bars.
if
It's
you,
not
it's not
bars.
bars.
It's
It's not
definitely
bars.
bullshit, but it's
Yeah.
bullshit that I
It's
can kind of tolerate if
catchy.
it played in the
It's
club.
catchy. If you listen to it absent-mindedly,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's bullshit
then
that can catch a W in the club.
yeah.
Like if they played in the club, I'm gonna be like, oh, I love it. But don't you bop it.
If you're in the club and you a female and you singing the lyrics, like, I just feel some type of way to, like,
I mean, bruh, we sang a lot of stuff that as females we probably shouldn't be singing.
it's true, but something so blatant like that, like, I'm like,
I mean,
yeah.
I was fucking them girls. I was gonna get right back.
I mean, that was Song Cry though. That's a whole different topic.
Oh,
Huh?
what's
Look,
the
look, we're not gonna get into
He's
this. Okay?
married now. He's married there now.
Yeah. And this was married too. And look what he's talking about.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? He made a whole song called Ecstasy, talking about he masturbated on a magazine of her little sister's pictures. Like, this is nothing compared to Ecstasy. This was just
Patrick.
like, oh, a few sick fuck. Ecstasy was like, I want to fuck all your sisters. And I've
Yeah.
wanted to for years. And the youngest is only just turned 21. So you wanted to fuck her when she was underage, bro. Like, we gotta get into that. Like, if you really think about it.
The more we talk about him, the more I feel like this is going downhill.
It's just sick.
Something a little better.
Well, what are you giving the track though?
What am I giving? Oh man, I mean, from a bar standpoint, it's like a four, maybe a little less. I don't know. Overall,
You gotta do it.
it's like I have to give it to make this tolerable.
No, but it's true. From a bar standpoint, it's like a three for me.
Yeah. The
But
club, and
overall,
I've had a few drinks or something, and I really don't care, and I'm really just paying attention to the beat. Maybe it's like a seven.
it's a seven. Straight up.
That's so sad that you see how different situations you from a seven to a three. Like, that's just crazy to me. That's so
But
crazy
if we were
how
basing it strictly on the fact that it's for Pornhub, that shit might get a 10. Because it fits the purpose 100%.
That I'll give it like an 8.5.
And that's what makes the bars match the topic. Like, they were kind of spot on. So it's like,
It's so sad that how different scenarios
can
change
change.
your perception of a track. Like, it's crazy.
You gotta think about that stuff sometimes, because like some people go in the studio with no intent of giving a fuck. So
I mean, I don't under I me personally, I can't I don't understand that concept, but
me neither. I don't. But like, I understand people do it. I don't understand why, but
yeah,
then again,
I
I do
do.
understand why, because it sells.
That's
So
true. True.
it's like,
Very true.
you consumers suck.
Yeah. It sells better than the stuff that people actually put time and effort and consciousness into. Crazy. Let's see. Let's see. T.I. dropped two new tracks.
I have some thoughts.
Me too.
Ah,
Me
y'all sound like
too.
you got some good thoughts.
I mean, oh, you don't? Oh no. You don't. Oh wow. Dang. Is it about both? Oh man. Oh man. I already that sigh gave me all I needed
All right,
to
so I'm just gonna be flat out honest.
Okay. I was scared.
The superior track out of the two is Hefe.
Agree.
T.I. got bodied.
Agree.
Meek slayed.
Agree.
Now, on to
Rape.
Wrath, Wraith, whatever. Yo Gotti needs to hang it up like a flat screen.
Okay. It
And
wasn't entire his part wasn't entirely bad, but I didn't okay.
to be completely honest, what I hate, and this is a general statement, this doesn't just go to T.I., but he's a very prime example of it if you look at his catalog throughout the course of the years. I don't like a rapper that is very much established, that has a solid catalog. T.I.'s, like, back in the day, his catalog was solid. And then you see them kind of try to figure out if they're still relevant, and they go the total opposite way of which way they should probably go. And they try to kind of conform to what's popping now. I do not like T.I.'s flow as of the last few years. He tries too hard to sound like these young cats. And it is so frustrating, because it's like, bro, you really used to spit some shit. Like, T.I. was dope. And I just feel like he's lost the direction trying to still fit in and trying to still be popping. And I think he's trying to appeal to an audience that, when he should be catering to the audience that's been purchasing his shit all these years.
Okay.
It's really frustrating to listen to, honestly. I didn't get through the entire part
Really?
of T.I. Yeah, no. The beats are dope, but
Well, these are very dope.
I can't. I just couldn't. And what made me listen all the way to Hefe was because of Meek Mill. Wraith didn't get much. It didn't get far. It's like 4 minutes and 12 seconds. We didn't get that far. I
Dang.
got maybe 2 minutes in.
Wow.
It just didn't do it for me at all. It really is frustrating.
It's
And
really that bad to you?
yeah, it really pissed me off. It's not so much. It just really pissed me off, because it's like, bro, like, you had some, like, you had a legacy being built, and then you go and try to be young. Like, it's just corny to me. It's a joke. Especially
So,
when I look at, like, I hate to say it, but like, I'm gonna compare it to Hov. He's been around longer than T.I., and he's not conforming to shit. Like, it's just so frustrating. And then to find out you've been in this industry, it goes beyond the music too for me, though, because he just made a business move that was probably the stupidest business move he could have ever made. You've been in this industry all these years. You have your own label, Grand Hustle. You decided to sign a contract with Epic Records.
Ooh, you mean Epic Fail Records?
Yeah. So there's two boo-boos there. First of all, why the fuck are you signing with a label? You are an established artist that has a buying fan base. And you have your own label. Why are you not just distributing through your own label? There's no reason why Grand Hustle shouldn't be bigger than what it is. Like, you built this shit a long time ago. Like, why isn't the roster looking right? And why aren't you at the top of the roster? Everyone listened to 444 was blasting it, wanted to make it seem like they was down, you know, yeah, Hov talking that shit, and then no one took notes. Like, y'all still signing deals for real? And then you sign with Epic?
That's the real shocking part to me.
Like,
Of
you
all
signed
labels.
with Epic Records,
Of
bro.
all labels, the scammer, the Joanne scammer of record labels.
Like, first of all, they're under fire right now.
They've been under fire for a minute.
They owe so many people money.
Money.
Like, it's not even insane. Even your boy Offset from Migos was like, yo, I want my fucking money.
Yeah.
Like, the only person that's thriving at Epic right now, and it's only, I believe it's only because his management is still through Roc Nation, is DJ Khaled. And it's different for him because he don't have to do all deal with all the other shit.
Well, okay. There's that tidbit of information, but back to the songs. I agree with what you say about he had a very established catalog and fan base, and that's who he should be catering to. And but at the same time, when you talk about how, you know, you're trying to find your way and then you try to appease these current people or try to emulate them, I don't feel like these two songs were really that extreme in that direction. Like, I don't think it was,
Nothing.
to me, I don't feel like that. Like, I feel like it was current enough, like the style, the flow and whatnot was current enough, but it wasn't like some like crazy mumble rapper or whatever. Like it didn't give me that. Like I was able to tolerate his
But
verses. I was able to tolerate his verses. I mean, Lil Gotti wasn't that bad, but I mean, between T.I.'s verse not being that good, I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as Hefe. And on top of that, Yo Gotti wasn't great. I feel like, yeah, Wraith is definitely number two. But I mean, I really enjoyed Hefe, and Wraith wasn't that bad to me. It wasn't great. It wasn't that bad though.
It didn't do it for me.
Wasn't really that bad. Like
Like, at all.
I've heard stuff from like well-established rappers that are trying to be trying to sound current that have sounded way worse than these.
Oh, I can agree with that.
So I don't put this way I don't put these way down there. Like they're really not that bad to me.
I just T.I. has really been pissing me off with his music the past few.
I do agree that he has definitely been switching. He's switched his flow up quite a number of times in recent years, but I don't think it's so far gone. I don't think he's so far gone.
What are you giving it as a number, though?
Hefe, I'll give Hefe. I'm gonna give Hefe a 7.5.
Okay.
I'm gonna give Wraith a 5.5.
Okay, so Hefe does get a 7.5 from me, and it's solely, really strongly on me.
Neat.
And rape, well, I never even completed the entire track. Based on the 2 and some odd seconds that I did listen to, that could get through. Like, it was really bad for me. I don't know. Maybe it's just I wasn't in the right mood or something.
Don't
But it's getting like a 3 for me.
know. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just, I don't know. Like, maybe.
Maybe you gotta listen to it again.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, y'all tune in the next episode to see if I change my
I mean,
mind.
she honestly might not change it, and that's okay. I
No, I
respect it.
mean, like, I'm gonna give it a try.
I respect if she goes back and listens to it and it's still a 3. I respect that,
I
but
mean,
I
yeah,
dare
I'm gonna
you
give it a
to,
try, just like I
yeah,
did
I dare
with,
you to go back and listen to it again.
yeah, just like I did with Mac.
Yeah.
Remember, I had some choices of words. I thought his music was a little, it was draggy on that
It
last
was
album.
different. It was this album was very different,
And
but
I actually went back and listened to it, and I actually like it. And I liked it
it's
before he died,
awesome.
y'all. So not in a
It's
sympathy, like I actually took back my thought.
a smooth album.
It
I
is.
really like
I will
it.
be honest though. Did you listen to it sober? Like, okay. I didn't listen to it sober.
That was the episode where we did, who was it? It was him. It was him. It was Iggy,
Yeah.
Travis Scott, and oh man, who else was it?
And Nikki, I
Someone.
think.
No, it wasn't Nicki, because hers got delayed, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was another male rapper. I can't remember at the moment. But I said he was the underdog. Oh, you know who it was? It was West Coast.
Oh, YG.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, and I said that Mac Miller was the underdog, and I like
I gave
I he
YG
his
higher
was
than
my
Mac.
what?
I gave YG higher than Mac.
You did you gave you did you give Iggy higher than Mac too? I don't because
Well,
you didn't listen to all of Mac at
no,
first.
I didn't.
And that's why you had to go back and
Yep.
re-listen to it. Yeah. But I gave Mac the highest out of all of them. I said he was the underdog.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who's next?
Let's do Russ.
Russ, okay. I got a chance to listen to his album.
Zoo.
Yeah. Man. Let me pull it up.
I pulled it
Because
up just now.
I got a few tracks that I'm like, I mean the whole album to me, solid body work.
Yeah.
But there were a few
I feel like it's
that
the same for me than it is for you.
you feel like it's the same? Well,
Like the certain tracks that stood out.
we'll see. We'll see. Dang, now I don't want to say because sometimes we feel like we're on the same page and then we're completely off track.
No, it's all good because it was a solid body of work, so.
I mean, I love the opening track. Let's see. Kill Them All stood out to me, but Missing You Crazy stood out more. Which one is this one? I gotta play back, refresh my memory a little bit.
The other one for me was Serious.
That one too. I know that was on my list.
And Our Time.
Our Time.
Oh, I like them actually. Untitled, I got hearts.
Oh, see, I should have done that.
When I listen on my phone, I just automatically like the ones. So mine was The Flute Song, which is the opening track. Kill Them All.
Parkstone
What?
Parkstone Drive.
Oh, yep, that's one of them. Serious, Our Time, Keep Pushing, and Fuck That. I liked Last Forever. I liked Ross.
Keep it pushing.
Yeah, Keep It Pushing was death.
Yeah.
And I liked the closing track. Fuck that.
I mean, it's at
But
the end
the
of the day,
project was
you
solid.
might have just end up saying all the tracks. Honestly,
Yeah,
they're
but
all
that
really
has the
good.
project was really solid.
Yeah.
It has a good flow to it.
It does.
It just you can tell he put his he took his time with it.
Yeah, and the fact that every song, production-wise, he was a part of every single song
Yeah.
except for the opening track.
Yeah, the opening track was by
Scott
Stop
Storch.
Push.
Yeah. But like the kid put
I'm
in work.
telling you, he does everything his
Yeah,
own.
yeah. Like if you guys go on Tidal
All you
and
see is his name.
If you look at the credits, literally, there's like more than a hand. There's 14 tracks. There's more than a handful, maybe close to two handfuls of songs where literally everything is him. Production, composing, engineering, mastering,
It's only
mixing.
the ones that have features that have other people's name on it.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Everything, he's done everything. Oh,
And
man.
own label.
Yeah. I respect the time and effort and grind he put into this project.
Unless all what I like about him is he took his time with this album,
Yeah.
but still, in between that, he drops a track every single week.
Yeah.
Like,
Because we've featured him before.
we feature him every week almost. Sometimes I'll put two songs on 1 week because he drops two.
Yeah.
Like he legit just has, I think he just goes on his laptop and it's just like, let's drop this one today. It's another unreleased. Let's just drop this.
Yeah.
Like the ability to be able to just do that means that everything you have is really quality. It's just, you just wanted to not put that on a certain project.
Right, exactly.
And to me, that's fucking,
Or
that's
you could
great.
just go in the stash and like this week I'm gonna drop this just because I know it's
You
fire.
know, I want someone to take notes of that.
Oh
I want someone to take notes of that. Beyonce, your vote is disrespectful. There should be no reason that I gotta go on YouTube and listen to these low quality unreleased songs.
unreleased track. And it's not even all of the unreleased tracks anyway.
This,
What
all
was
you gotta do is make it a Tidal exclusive.
for? Right.
You don't even have to put it up for sale, just put it up for stream.
Wasn't it for what? Self-titled? They said they were dancing to 100 tracks that aren't released. I'm like, what?
Like,
Y'all
just
have
disrespectful.
spit on 100 self-titled
That's for one album.
for one
He's been
album.
out since 1997. Imagine how many Destiny's Child shit is in the
Oh
vault.
God.
The disrespect.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce, just do it. Like,
You
what are
just
you
gonna
waiting for?
keep having me listening to New Shoes and
Dead ass. Like,
My
there's no, he's my man. Like, sis, like, just give it to us so we can have quality.
Child.
I don't
We go
understand it.
keep we go we all we go get is poison on
And you know what's so crazy? That there's celebrities that know that. That's one of Nicki's favorite songs.
It's, I love this thought.
She
Poison?
said in an interview,
Oh
they were
my
like, name
goodness.
your favorite Beyonce song. She was like, it's not released, but Poison. I was like, the fact that Nicki knows
The
about that shit.
songwriting in that, the songwriting for.
There's a lot of songs. There's a lot of songs that didn't make it for four that need to
Yeah.
be dropped.
Because that's when she really started not caring. She was like, I'm gonna be as gritty as I wanna be with my
Imagine the songs that
vocals.
didn't make it for Lemonade.
Oh,
Fuck her. Fuck you, Beyonce.
but we still love you, like we really do, but
You be pissing me clean off. Jay-Z too, because I know he got hella shit.
right.
Just disrespectful.
Man, if only if oh if
Like, idle stock would go up if y'all release that shit.
just hire me at Parkwood so I can, do some
Shit,
things
don't
and then
release it.
all
Just
of us
hire
and
me at Parkwood so I can listen to him.
no, hire me as a janitor so that one day when I'm working late, I could try and sneak my way into the vault.
Why did I just picture that? I just pictured you doing somersaults around the floor.
Somersaults around
The
laser
laser
beam.
beams.
You have to get an eye scan and a hand scan, child. You have to have a voice scan. It has to be like B. Child, you have to have a strand of hair. Like, come on now. I know it's like super, it's like the freaking Smithsonian in that joint.
It is.
Oh, okay, y'all.
All right.
On to some more music. Lady
What's
LeJour. Oh, wait, did we didn't give a we didn't get the rating.
now
The whole
overall for the
album,
album, Russ gets an 8.5.
I'm giving him a 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have
Very,
said 9.
I mean, it's not too late.
I actually feel like I should have said 9.5, but
I mean, what you wanna do?
yeah, I'm gonna give it a 9.5.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, why'd you say 8.5? Like, you don't dislike not one song.
Right.
It's just there's like it's not 10.
It's not 10, but
Kissing. It's kissing 10's your.
it is. And all the work he put into it.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
All right.
All right, y'all. Lady LeJour. Now, if you don't remember, we featured her song, what was it, Black Panther, where she
That was over that Missy joint, right?
It was.
And
And
if y'all don't know her, she was on that commercial.
yeah.
That Samsung commercial. I don't know what she was saying, but it was like yup, 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 yup.
Yeah, 'cause she has an accent.
Yeah.
She's from, I believe she's from London.
Mm-hmm.
And she dropped a track called Black Madonna. So I don't know if she has a theme going on with things where it's like Black Panther and it's Black Madonna. Maybe next song will be Black something else. I don't know. But if you don't mind, I'd like to play a little bit of it.
Go ahead.
In the bar, been trippy for a while. I stay dripping in styles. I push the beat and it's a murder. 999 for the dial. Yeah, boy, I do major things. I go shots in the muddy cups and taste of things. Keep from 11 feet, some stranger things. Indian marriage, I'm a happy to raise the things. Like, yo, she did it again. Sit with the pen, like, oh, quick, get in the bends and with your friends drive slow. I'm sipping the Henny up in the ends. I'm home, send kids in the blue, they come up again. You know how we all get down when me and the club get down. You know how we all get down. Like, whoa, the Black Madonna. Slam, whoa, Big Shot Cola. On the ball, like, whoa, the Black Madonna. Slam, whoa, Big Shot Cola.
All right. That was just a little taste.
I don't have much to say about it. Like, at all.
I love the track.
She's like the.
She definitely gives me Missy vibe.
I was just about to say she's the UK's Missy.
Yeah.
And
Even
in the production.
her in the production and even in her videos, like they're not fully Missy, but there are elements of
There's
Missy style video production in her
Yeah.
stuff. definitely. Like when she has like the fish eye and stuff, I'm like, okay, you're giving me Misty. But I love
respect her a lot. Mm-hmm. Beyond the music too.
Yeah.
Her morals and ethics.
Mm-hmm.
For this track,
mm-hmm.
she gets a 9.5 for me.
It's like that? All right. Nice, 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 nice. I'm going to give it a 9. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 9 because I believe I gave Black Panther a 10, but I'm giving this one a 9 simply because what was it? Black Panther, there was a little bit more spitting from her. This one, it's, you know, she has some melodic tones going on in there and whatnot. So it's, even though she's still spitting, it's a little more, how do I say it? Like a little more popular, like pop music. It's not pop, like as in the genre, but pop as in popular.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna just give it one notch down, one full notch down. I'll give it a 9, but still very, very solid track.
Agreed.
All right.
All right.
What we got?
So we got a freestyle.
Oh yes, this is.
The full freestyle isn't fully up yet. So
it is.
It is?
Oh yeah.
It wasn't up.
And I am going to DM it to you super quick.
Okay.
Cause I was looking for it too. I was like, where's the full one?
I couldn't find it.
Yeah. All right, you can check your Twitter.
Got it. Shout out to technology. It's very convenient.
That's a little waste.
Yo, this your boy T-Top. Top is the band king of the motherfucking state. Part life, Carolina in the building.
All right, so this is T-Top freestyle with I-95.
Home of the heavy spitters, man. Understand what we're doing over here, man. I'm only inviting down some of the heavy spitters. Only heavy spitters, man. Today, I got Top Grizzly in the building with me today. And he about to do some damage, man.
Hold on. Yo, all you little niggas, and y'all know who y'all are, just stop fucking playing with me. Y'all keep y'all names out your tweets, out your statuses, and out your reports. Park life. Let's go.
Oh my god.
It's time to talk my talk, all the bullshit aside. You only get one feeling when you look in my eyes. You finally mad. Well, good bitch, it took you some time, and I know you. You've been waiting on a nigga demise, but the old you, the nigga that was hitting my line to console you when your battles wasn't getting no shine, bitch, I own you. I'm the reason that you living online with the jokes, dude. It's soul food, mineral time, they old school. Don't tell me about your criminal ties, cause they old too. You sure they even living inside? See, I told you. Watch a step, I got some shit on my mind, and I'll expose you. Cause everything you giving is lies, even my presence was a gift. It's delivery time, and Santa Claus ain't gotta crawl down the chimney this time. But I'm mad at myself for even giving you shine, so I guess I gotta kill him this time. And don't forget our ciphers, nobody shit was sicker than mine. I had to fake the ugly face when you was kicking your rhyme. And welcome to in the Durham, put that script to the side, cause real Durham niggas trying to keep Diddy alive. You was 30 years plus when I moved to the cat, was too advanced for my age and started moving them back. I know it hurt, but it's nothing you can do with the fact. Like how your 3BL dreams couldn't move you to smack. What you doing is whack. Something you don't want to admit. Telling the world how you felt and didn't come to the kid. This a warning shot, don't make me start dumping the clip. And you a troll cause your career is water under the bridge. They make the call. I'm the boss dog in charge. Went from a bando to a full car garage. Ripping love handle to a full old menage. BM, I can afford more than cars. You get it? Never mind, I'm in a fast lane. Getting ahead and I don't even know her last name. Reminiscing on my life, what a bad things. Like how I almost killed my man when that pack came. Like how my auntie lost her mind when that pack came. My pops really lost his mind when that Mac rang. My little cousin beat a habit off of back pain. Man, I really learned a lot off the crack game. My brother sold it, my sister mad cause my auntie used it. My uncle gave it a beast, but I couldn't find the music. He put a rope around his arm.
lick, I'ma go and see how it play out. I told him I'd go in there first if he got the layout. My nigga locked up, I hope he on his way out. If they don't sign the papers by June, we played it up. I just got the word, my niggas finna be straight now. Molly Midget Burgers, they coming in on the Greyhound. My city getting hot, we taking it out of state now. Playing with them pieces, we do 100 of them. I do it all to win. Say you the plug while you stalling it. I want your boss in them. Call up your plug and come on, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? Yo, I said do it all to win. You say you the plug while you stalling it. I want your boss in them. Suck up your pride and call it in. Shit, he said he got 5 birds left. I want all of them. Then I blew his brains out the second he brought them in. Park life.
Homie went in. So he went in so much, homie was breaking a sweat.
Let me say this. You could tell he hungry for this.
Oh yeah.
And oh, yeah. he deserves.
Hungry like it's his last meal.
It's deserved though. Yeah. Like that was straight fire. Yeah. My favorite part was actually the part where he said like he's on to music now, but if his homie did a lick, he'd see about it or something. Like, he'll go inside as long as he got the layout. Like, yo, bro.
Yo, the part that had me, I can't repeat the whole thing, but he was saying something about, like, him and some other dude was doing a cipher, and he had to pretend to make the ugly face.
Yeah.
It's
or even a line where he breaks down the crack game. He watched his uncle do it, his aunt mad that someone used it. But he never used it. He was influenced by the is it T Brizzy or T Top?
T Top. I think that this is Twitter name.
All right, well, bro, you got it. And you got a 10 for me.
That is the 10 here, too.
And
we got to get you on.
Yeah, like, yo, even if we have, like, you got a beat in the vault.
Ooh.
Let him snap on that shit live.
We gonna be doing some business because we both got in contact with him, and he's very humble, and he's not somebody who's like just gonna pass over your tweets or anything like that. He's really responded back.
And nah, he responded hella quick, like
very quick. So I definitely
tweeted him and he responded like an hour later.
I'm gonna definitely see about sending something over to him so he could be ready and go in.
Yo. Yeah.
We
and he's done.
Get that ASAP.
Well.
Yeah.
That was the closing final.
And perfect. That was a perfect way to end it.
You know I find them tens out here.
You know, occasionally. Just playing. I'm just playing. Nah. But yeah, you guys. We before we even close anything out, if you do not know, we are on social media.
Yes.
If you don't have a Twitter, make a Twitter. And then when you get that Twitter, hit us up at Bars Over Bull Pod. That is, well, y'all go. No, yeah, y'all gonna really make me spell right now. BarsOverBullPod. Bars Over Bull Pod. And you can hit us up on Instagram as well if you have an Instagram. If you don't, make an Instagram. And then follow us on Official Bars Over Bullshit. All right, y'all. So make sure y'all follow us. And let's see. Any black owned businesses, if you would like to do some business with us, hit us up. Bars Over Bullshit. No, Bars Over. Yeah. No, Bars Over Bull 2 @gmail.com.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Bars Over Bull 2 @gmail.com. Also, any artist, any rapper who can spit, if you have a track that you're releasing and you would like us to feature it on our podcast, hit us up at the same email. And yeah, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, y'all. So with that being said, we will see you guys next week. Once again, stay safe in this hurricane wherever you guys are. And yeah, we out this thing.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.